towards when Christ came, it was evident the major sect of the scribe, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. A major sect, they were standing at the time Christ came as holders of righteousness. I mean, holders of, there are people that, I mean, there are men that people respect. When say God, they became Moses. One of the things Christ said against the Pharisees was that they are taking the seat of Moses. And that seat of Moses, nobody should take it. Because somebody carries Moses' anointing. When Moses taught, you don't question it. You don't check it up. Moses was a law to them. Are we right together, please? He gave them precept. He didn't give them, no. He only gave them priests to, he wasn't teaching them. He gave them priests to teach them. To Moses, it was a law. Are we in the house, please? So you obey. If you disobey Moses, you get corresponding punishment. That's in Hebrews. Huh? Amen. Every disobedience receives just recompense of what? Are you okay? It's just. That recompense is just reward for every wrong you do against Moses. So they were all under Moses. They were the children of Moses, really. Amen. They were called children of Israel, but they were children of Moses. So all they had was branded Moses. Tabernacle of Moses. Lord of Moses. Amen. Moses became the brand. At the house of Moses. So you can't disobey Moses. You can't ask questions. Oh my. Somebody tried to recopy that kind of thing again. It became monster. Because that thing should not last. You know what I'm saying? What did I say? That thing should not last. It must be used for just a moment. You cannot institutionalize a system on earth here in which nobody asks questions. Nobody asks questions. Somebody must ask questions. That system of Moses only lasted for all rest of years before it was terminated. An end must come to Moses. Amen. But if Moses lasted the day of science and all of that, the children of Moses will ask Moses questions. Because science teaches you to ask questions. So God of Israel is a very sound God. He knew that that should not last. He quickly folded it up before the heathen would start making fool of him. If the God of Israel sustained that Judaic something till this year, till this time, the whole world will laugh at it. Praise God. So the only way to make men to do that system where you can ask questions is to be with sword. You must not ask questions. Sword on your neck. Ask, you die. That could be the only reason why men will not ask questions. By force, if you leave the children without sword, they will ask questions. There are questions in their mind. Why? They are developed. Amen. We're in scientific age of questioning. One thing science tries on is observation. Praise God. And it is God that allows science to grow. To prove wrong many religious claims and foolish ideologies. God allows science to grow. Amen. 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 Are you afraid? If it is true, it will be true and true. Praise God. So every lie that you put together in the name of religion, this age, you don't yet know. The children you are breeding in your house, it's true you can indoctrinate some to take sword. But some of them, you can't tame them with anything. They will ask questions. So the age of battling nations against question has ended. I said it has ended. Amen. It has ended. Every religion that is built on lie will be exposed in this day. Amen. I tell you, if Christianity is on lie, it will be exposed. Hallelujah. So you have the scribe. You have all those sects. They were all pinnacle of righteousness. You discover that many things they do is no more doing Moses. They have branded their own. So they are now owning righteousness. They went about to develop, produce many righteousnesses. As Christ came, there were synagogues all over the world. But we don't get any place where Moses instructed synagogue. Can you phrase that in the Bible? When Moses said, you need synagogue. It was temple like that. All of those things are what? Are righteousnesses. And Christ came and used their righteousness. He went to the synagogue where he met his parents in. I went in the house place. Praise God. That's why you must not just be rascal against everything on earth here. Itself it will boot out. It will expire by itself. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, some of you get to a church, a parents' church, and they have a place for the most holy place and the outer court in their church. Say, so what can we develop the church this way? We put it out because it's not righteous. No, it's not given to you to do. Let them use their thing. Get there and use it with them. Amen. If they get there and do it with them. Okay? It does not add anything to you nor remove anything from you. Amen. If after communion they put any in the front, put it all in the front. If it's at the back, put it at the back. All of that does not share what is inside of you. What you carry, you carry. We need to understand this righteousness. Amen. So because their own righteousness, they have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. That thing they are doing is not God's righteousness. Why? It was not revealed. What was not righteousness? It was not righteousness because it was not what? Revealed. It was human energy in trying to produce answer to difficult problems. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, that's a problem. That's a problem. How do we solve it? And you try to propound all kinds of things to solve it. It's your own. It's not God's righteousness. Only if it is owing by divine revelation of his mind from scripture that becomes God's righteousness. I went in the house this. That is ignorance to keep going on with your righteousness. And never want to ask God, what is your own righteousness? Because every king, if he will reign, must obtain righteousness. Actually, must become king of righteousness. You must be crowned with righteousness. Wow, wow, wow. So if you need that crown, and that is one of the crowns that was waiting for Paul, because actually Paul has been crowned with righteousness. Praise God. So you can see, I just see us, God preparing us for towards convention. Is it looking like that? One of the things I fear is the spirit. The cause of the spirit is so wise. It will start as if he doesn't know where he's going. He knows where he's going. Just follow him. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's important we understand this because we are going to make war. It's also a weapon of war. Righteousness is armor. It's an armor of war. It's armor. It's both a clothing of war. It's also a breastplate of war. So you can't war in the spirit if you are not armed with righteousness. You can't war spirits. They will hack you down. If you carry your righteousness, you are gone. Amen. If you carry their own righteousness, you are gone. You need God's righteousness. You need God's righteousness. Can you see that, please? Those who are with him now, they are called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Can you see? He judge. So you must have righteousness to come to judgment. I went in the house, please. Amen. And your characteristics, kings are leaders of war. I didn't know that. The reason for king, why is there for king, is that they want somebody that will lead them to war. They didn't understand the priestly lead of war. Amen. No, they have had victory through priests. But nations were led to war through kings. So they said, God, give us a king like other nations. We want that royal war. So they're going to make war with spirit and stay long in victory. You just must be armed with righteousness. So if the devil pin you down having something different, it weakens you. Because you're already weakened by any other righteousness. No righteousness can prevail over death. It's only God's righteousness that can prevail over death. You know what I'm saying? So when they bring allegations and accusations against you, and you are in your righteousness, you're in trouble. He has every right to get at you. Amen. Praise God. So you can see how Paul was armed there. Yes. Arm, truth, power of God, arm of righteousness, right hand, left hand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we making a little progress today? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So you can see why it's primary. In all the Paul's letters of instruction to Timothy, he always put righteousness before faith. But the reason for faith is for righteousness. So what do you follow? If you say follow faith, you can follow any faith. Are you what I'm saying? But when he says follow righteousness, then you know the faith you need to get to that righteousness. Follow after righteousness, then faith, and the rest. He said that in 1 Timothy, he said that in 2 Timothy. Follow after righteousness. Because it's important that you know that the basic of your advancement is that you obtain righteousness. Or you attain to righteousness. 1 Timothy, for thou, man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. Can you see? Godliness, then faith, love. Second one, check 2 Timothy for me. Let me see that place, please. 2 Timothy, okay? Okay, Isaiah 51, 1. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Go to 2 Timothy, please. Amen. The writer of the Bible, they are telling people. How did they come to... They are scribes, spiritual scribes. Hallelujah. So let's see 2 Timothy 2:22, please. 2:22. Okay, flee also youthful lusts, but follow what? What's the next thing? Faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. The many things that the church today take as righteousness that was never part of church issues. That was never part of real church issues. That were world's or societal issues. Yeah. There were never one time church issue, there was another issue. But because the church always think old fashioned is righteousness. You didn't hear what I said? Some old thing, when you go to a old fashion, when you wear the shoe of night that day, it's holiness. Old fashion is not righteousness. That's why righteousness makes inside. It's not just an outward thing. It's an inward configuration. It's an inward attainment. Are we in the house, please? Praise God. So I try to see self-righteousness, nation righteousness, which has to do with people, societies, fashion, and all of that, can become righteousness. Law has its righteousness. Are we in the house, please? What has to do with law observation, watching, eating with unclean, you know, with unwashed hands? What again? Sabbath, holy day, right? What they observe? Many other things they observe under the law. The feast. Going to Jerusalem. All of that. Praise God. There were things that is attached to the law. Now, doing them means that you are attaining more righteousness. Are we right? Mostly today, the church is not having problem with that because we are not Jews. The early church had a little problem with that because the church was moving to the Gentile world, and there were Jews in the midst of the Gentile world who felt that you should observe the law of Moses in order to be more righteous or to be well righteous. That Jesus did not come to abolish Moses. I will end the house, please. He came to fulfill Moses. They didn't understand that fulfilling Moses means that Jesus himself appearing is the fulfillment of Moses. He finished Moses by appearing. For what the Lord could not do, that was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So immediately his son came, he has put an end to the law of Moses. So he is the fulfillment of the law of Moses. Because the law cannot be set aside until it is fulfilled. Do you understand? So Jesus has not come to put away that law. He came to fulfill it. He didn't say you should fulfill it. He fulfilled it. I went and asked this. So if he fulfilled it, you cannot fulfill it anymore. Because the reason for the law is for it to be fulfilled. Do you understand? So you can't do the law anymore. It's not for you. Jesus did not even come to fulfill the law by observing the law. He came by the Spirit to fulfill the law. Amen. Do you understand that, please? So, you as a believer, you don't have a requirement to fulfill the law of Moses. Because it's not for you. If there are principles there that are relevant in the New Testament, you can take it. But not like you're fulfilling the law of Moses. Do you understand? You don't pay tithe, for example. Because it's not a bill you are paying. But to the law, you pay tithe. It's a bill. It's a debt. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a debt. If it's a debt, you are owing it. But we don't owe tithe. We give tithe. That's why you can move from 10 to 15. We have the freedom. You can move to 20. The Jews can't move to 20. It's prescribed. Do you understand? But it's not of faith. Do you get it? It's not of faith. It's by law. You can say, and God spoke to my heart. No, God doesn't speak to your heart. You do what they are saying you should do. So I just felt in my spirit that I should make it 15%. No, God can't speak to your spirit. You are a dead man in your spirit. So God cannot speak to your spirit. God has spoken, he has spoken. Do you get it now? Amen. Including everything invented from that law. One of them is trousers. That thing is not binding. That thing is not, it does not surface in the New Testament. I am saying on the air now because I know it does not surface in the scriptures. If it ever exists in any way in the Old Testament, it was given to the law. I went to the house this. And it was not given alone there as trousers. It is what partner to a man and a woman. Which changes with time and with culture. So when you divide the church in Nigeria with that one, you are doing evil. You are an evil worker. Beware of the concession. Beware of dogs. Some people, they just felt, wow, it's not like we love you. We love your message. Can you just, please, just this part. We won't do your law. We obey Christ. We are a New Testament people. I know some of you are like that. Yeah, I just wish in this church, this trouser thing. You are in a generation in which old women will still wear trousers. It's a generational thing. The age of skirt is passing out gradually. No, in those days when 30-year-old wears trousers, even now under your skirt, what do you wear there? What's under your skirt? I know what is under the place, it's trouser. Only it's a short one. Yeah? So those who made those laws will pass away with the laws they make. Why is not need? As the law of Moses passed away, they will also pass away. Do you understand it then? So it's not because we are trying to indulge. It's not indulgence. It's the New Testament. Do you get it? Hey, I said, do you get it? I didn't say, if you go and wear to your church tomorrow, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It means you won't look at people who are doing that with a sense of pity. They like it. But you pretend it. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I went to the house. They are bad skirt. They are bad trousers. You know what I'm saying? Amen. You won't answer me now. I'm touching your soft spots. Your idols are gods. Praise God. Now, I'm just going to say to you, Okay, let's have it.
Oh, the banner haka buba traga gradi bubura natra sefevre nene masofele nebate. For in these days, every idolatry and every idol will be exposed. It will be exposed. Idols will be exposed. Yeah, they are hidden in your heart because your fathers gave them to you and you have worshipped them for long. Yeah, but they have not given you life. Indeed, they have not given you life. They have kept you in darkness. They have made death very close to you. They have not allowed the light, even the true light of the gospel, to break forth in your heart. For they are idols. Indeed, they are idols. They are idols. And on this day, they will be swept away. In this day, a mighty water will sweep them away. A mighty water will sweep them away. It will come forth to the mighty force. Yea, great water is coming that will sweep away. Because children, I have instructed you to keep yourselves from idol. I have instructed you to keep yourselves from idol and every such thing. I have commanded you, keep yourselves from idol. And in this day, I will empower you with righteousness. I will strengthen you with truth. I will bring forth knowledge in your heart that will help your heart to separate itself from idols. For these idols are cleaving to your heart. These idols are cleaving to your heart. They are one with your soul. You grew up with them and you cannot see a future without them. But in this day, by the word of truth, I will decipher. I will say, I will cut between. And I will set you free. I will bring you freedom. For the word will come with water and it will sweep away your idols.
Amen.
Says the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. It will sweep away idols. Idols will be swept away. My little children, keep yourself from idols. Things that gives you a form. For some people, if you take those things from their Christianity, there's nothing to do anymore. It means you have not been given substance, enduring substance. Amen. Praise God. So, I was saying that the things we even call today, transferred righteousness from the law, they are not. Other ones are like observance of various things, like bring the law of first fruit to be enforced in the New Testament. It's not New Testament law. The first salary in the year as the first fruit, it's not commanded. It's not New Testament. Okay, amen. Yeah, if your pastor says, I'm led of the Spirit to say that, it's between him and God. Okay. And in your heart, you just believe that this man has been sincere for a long time. Okay, you can follow that. But it's not New Testament. I'm talking about that. Praise God. There are a lot of many things we pack together. And we say, we New Testament assembly. No, but you just pack them, you heal them together. They are not God's righteousness in Christ Jesus. And sometimes because the church has become very large and many, we impose the righteousness upon the whole church. In many places, people don't know you, as it were. When they say church in Nigeria, there's a picture they have of a church in Nigeria. Because some large assembly bear that picture of church in Nigeria. And that's the way they see the church in Nigeria to be. You understand the thing? The issue is that we must be taught these things. If you come a Jew and you are not taught those, you don't even know the difference between your personal instructions and doctrine of righteousness. You just bring everything together. You bring it together. And sometimes the church can respect human beings so much. You feel because this is so personal, it can never be wrong. Who told you? Who told you? Hallelujah. You know, I can bring many things to make you want to obey. I can bring my piety. Oh, God has spoken. God. And I'm going to transfer just that instruction through my whatever. And you can feel a feel of fear or holiness. Is that? It's knowledge. It's revelation. Understanding. There's nothing powers about God. It's knowing truth. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you. It's truth that makes free. It does not need any color of piety. No. I'm not saying the Holy Ghost does not move with some sound. I'm only saying that sometimes it can be used to controlling souls with sound. Praise God. Freedom is important. Freedom to do the will of God. Hallelujah. So, that's righteousness which is by the law. And I said self-righteousness or nation's righteousness may be things that has to do with your people. Praise God. Now with your people, it's among your clannish people. It's not everybody. Okay. But in any way, customs are still part of us. But we still exhort them if it's not established as God's righteousness. What he called to us to do is to honor all men. He didn't tell us how to do the honor. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? It is a postulate for all men. It's honor all men. Am I with you, please? But in Yoruba, when you're a Yoruba person, honor, you know the way it's communicated is through some kind of posture. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? So if you don't remove the posture from it, if it's allowed, it's your culture. But you don't enforce it on everybody. And tell the man, postulate. He's not used to that. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Some culture, they are just going to do this way to you. That's that honor. And they are giving you high honor. Very high honor. And you will say, we are the one that has, we have the culture. So we respect our elders. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? All of us are self-righteousness. What you attain on the earth here can also be a problem. Do you understand? Even gender issue can be wala. The male ego can be there. That male ego. It's part of man. It's part of what God gave for to man. But it can become righteousness. You know what I'm saying? Everything I say is right. Just do it like that. Just do it like that. Don't ask me questions. Just do it like that. Praise God. Amen. But our concentration, there are a long list of self-righteousness, okay? Praise God. Amen. Let me put this one before I leave that place. Looking ugly does not mean you are righteous, okay? Let me put that because it's very essential. It does not mean any holiness. Do you know what I'm saying? Amen. You don't get any plus for it. Doesn't commend any righteousness. There's no plus anywhere. You're looking ugly. Because you know when you look at the mirror, you know yourself that you could have been looking better than this one. You know yourself. And it is ladies that ask that they put that yoke on more. The guys will put on nice suit. And you see their gaze. Their wife cannot make any gaze. And those who really have gaze are ladies. You stole it from them and turned them to one sack. Amen. And they become one sack like that one. And the other one will gaze. How does it look like? The beauty of the man is the woman. You are posing. Your wife cannot pose. It's unrighteous to pose. You don't bring a lot of gaze. Not posing. It's a man that is up with your suit tie, imported one. You just go pose that way. Your wife cannot pose like that. You say it's worldly. You don't know what is God the world. We'll soon get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some things are by nature. By nature, women are beautiful. By nature, they are to be beautified. But not to the display of excessiveness. And understand, the letters that Paul wrote in that area that has to do with Timothy was written to Ephesus. Ephesians. Ephesians have legacy of Diana. So they are worshippers. And when you say worshippers, you know how they dress to worship. It's violent way of dressing. So those cautioning were for those people, not for you who doesn't have anything than just few clothes and whatever. It's for idol worshippers who are converted. Don't bring the essence of idolatry to the church. Do you get it? Your parents don't even have money to buy whatever. You are making it worse. The little you have, you're making it worse. Go and check it out. They were written to Gentiles. And they were centers of idolatry. Those go and go and check nations where they idolatry and see the way they dress. They dress nude. They dress with all manner of excesses. And many are Christians now and they bring in the same to church. Ever women are made beautiful and they are to be beautified. Do you understand what I'm saying? Praise God. Go and check Ezekiel, how God had done Israel. He was using it as, what's that language in English he was using to describe his adornment for Israel? Is it figurative? I think it should be Ezekiel 16. Okay, let me read that and close today. Let me do that. Because, praise God, I may not come back here for a long time again. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So, let's move quickly to that Ezekiel place. Let's check the place and see how God described figuratively how he beautified Israel. We know it's a spiritual quality, but he used natural language of an Israeli woman. Okay, let's read it. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thy own blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bird of the field, and as thou hast increased and waxing great, and thou art come to excellent ornament. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy ear is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, said the Lord God, and thou becamest mine, you were mine. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and anointed thee with oil. I clothe thee also with what? Broid that work, not with sack. Amen. Praise God. Broid that work with broidery. Shod thee with badger skin, and I gathered thee about with fine linen. Fine linen. Put it here, fine. God said fine. I clothe thee with fine. So why do you change the fine to ugly? For some places, doing without this is their righteousness. That's why they are heaven bound. You don't know God's righteousness. And I gathered thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I deck. Say, come on, say deck. Deck. You don't have the money to deck now. You don't have money to deck. You are just managing. Amen. Hallelujah. What people don't know that beauty is not the same as lustfulness. It's not the same. There's a thick line between them. Say, woman, you are looking beautiful. Or there's a woman, you are looking sexy. It's not the same. Praise God. Amen. Now, we have many children from the evangelicals in the house, okay? And we're going to help our people and teach them, not force them. Or hold to what is right in your heart. It doesn't mean you do it, right? You may go home and you are not using anything in your ears. You are obeying your parents, right? But you know the truth. So let's see that. I deck thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands. We don't even want a bracelet again, you know what I'm saying? When you obey the sister, they use all manner of language to just make it ugly. It shows that something is wrong with your brain. Religion has recalibrated your brain. And a chain on thy neck is a chain. It's not shake shake. Chain, legit, don't long pay, long pain, chain. And you are paying shake shake. Talileshe. No. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to God's righteousness. It's just bus stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm not staying here. But you know, I don't do that. I don't do this always. I don't know when last I did this. I'm doing now. I put a jewel on thy forehead. an earring in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Huh? Thou wast decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen. Emphasize again. And silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour. Eat well. So why are you eating well and you're not clothing well? Eat fine flour and honey and oil. And thou wast exceeding what? Say it with your mouth. Say exceeding what? Are we in the house, please? So, when you see scriptures talking about adorning the heart, it's talking about priority. And in the same place, it mentions some of these things there. It doesn't have to mention everything that they use. Hallelujah. So, doing away with these things does not make you more righteous. It's not righteousness. What did I say? Come on, say it again. It's not. It doesn't make you better. You can't fight demons with them. You can't fight spirits with them. If a demon comes and says, you can't cast me out because you are wearing earring, it's not true. Now, if he says that, it's the reason why you say, you dumb and foul spirit, get out! He has just told you who he is. There is an unreasonable spirit. Keep quiet! Get out! You know spirits sometimes by what they say. Amen. So, it's not that we are just careless people who don't want to obey Bible. No. We stay with the Lord to teach us righteousness. You know, there are many of them that my wife is not using. So it's not an approval to say, no, you may not even use any one of them. But you know the truth. If I meet a person who is dead, I won't see it. I talk straight to you. I reach out straight to you. I love you. I start to help you, Father. I never think about anything less about your person. I won't use that to get you born again. Why you're not born again? Something different. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty. You were noted among nations that you were different. You were beautiful people. Beautiful people. Amen. Praise God. The church has been more divided by these things. These things have become veils on many of us. That for just reasons also do God's will together, we can't function. You are in your department, you send that believer carrying the Spirit of God with the intention of doing God's will, you can't float together. That's why somebody there, unbeliever there, and that religion will take up the office. While you are still fighting, like we're going to see doing now. The problem with us on the street, we are still fighting. Kata, kata, kata. Made senseless, useless, bickering. When I hear two pastors are fighting, I say, fighting over what? Fighting over what? No, I don't fight with people. I don't fight. You can have your problem with me. I don't fight back with them. I don't fight. Even when you invite the fight, I don't fight. Because there are so many things to do than to fight. I need you seriously. You may not seem so think you need me, but I need you seriously. I need you seriously. I was talking to a pastor here this afternoon. We call for prayers, you are not responding. But all of you are in your trouble and fears in your homes now, in your churches, you are in trouble. We say, let us pray. You won't come to pray. So we can talk together on these issues. You'll be ranking who is bigger, who is lesser, who is bigger, who is lesser. What's the problem? Because we've been clothed with righteousness, which are filthy rags. So small dogs, small swine are assaulting the body of Jesus Christ. To start with, the fact that sexual sins, sexual evils are among you, shows that you are weak people. When Goliath said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" He said, am I a dog? He said, "You are a dog. And I'll give you your head today." Because he knows his weakness. He knows it's an uncircumcised, which means that you have all manner of deadness. All the life and righteous life that Christ gives to us, what is to give to us? It's not empowerment. It's not an advantage against the enemy. They are weak. But we are divided. But they are weak. They are beasts. They are animals. You rape, you do a man of evils here and there. You are weak. You are weak. You can't be doing that evil and be strong in the spirit. You are weak. If there's no rape to a Christian, your heart fears. You have a holy heart. They rape women, they rape their wife, they rape here and there. They're weak spiritually. They have no ground spiritually. But we are divided. It's our weakness. The Lord will take away our filthiness. This will suffer righteousness. It will take it. It will change our garment. Can we bless the Lord for this evening? I appreciate the Lord and bless Him and give thanks to Him today. Give thanks to Him. We give praise to your name, Jesus. We exalt your holy name, Jesus. Rushka pata panima rushke pone. Brenamazosoponema rushkia pa. One prayer we'll pray today. We can pray that prayer of Paul in Philippians chapter 3. Said that I be found not having my own righteousness. Lord Jesus, help me, raise me, enlighten me. Let me be found not having my own righteousness. Take away my fitness from me. Take away my righteousness from me. Take away it. It could have been that from the church, from my parents, from this, I got it from here and there. Take them away. Take them away. Righteousness of your gender, of your status in society. Lord, take them away. Feel it. Feel it. People suffer in those righteousnesses. They suffer there. They are in bondage there. Life does not recognize those righteousnesses. You have come into life. You have come into live. You have come into liberty. You have come into rule. You have come to decree justice. You have come to advance the cause of God on the face of the earth. You have called me to bless the earth. Take away my impediments. Take away my rags. Take away my filthiness. Take them away from me. Lord, take them away from me.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi on Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.